The proposal to merge two entities into the largest utility company in the country was approved by the D.C. Commission in a 2-1 vote, to the relief of many state officials in Delaware. Last spring, the Delaware Public Service Commission signed off on an agreement with Exelon Corp and Pepco Holdings that's expected to bring Delmarva Power customers an estimated $49 million in direct benefits over a decade. Now that the gates have lifted for two companies to become one, Ombudsman Heather Content says Delaware's commission will want to make sure the merged entity follows through on its promise this year.
We're going to be looking at making sure that across the board things are equitable and that our customers are going to be seeing similar benefits that other states' customers are going to be seeing. So Delmarva customers will see a credit on their bill. It'll probably be a few months from now, but they'll receive a credit.
Public advocate David Bonar says the merger should make more resources available to Delmarva customers, helping low to moderate income customers, reducing outages, especially in times of natural disasters, and stabilizing electricity rates for companies.
But one of the biggest drawbacks that we've had in the state of Delaware with economic development is the price of our electricity, and this will enable the governor and the Economic Development Department to work harder to draw new business to Delaware.
And Content adds that it could have a positive impact on the environment through energy efficiency programs and greater customer access to renewable energy. In the coming months, Delaware's commission says it will pull together a plan to make that happen. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.